And now the game where we reward a lifetime of achievement with about 10 minutes of silliness. It's called Not My Job. Duke Fakir was a high school student here in Detroit back in the 50s when he started performing with three friends. That was the start of the Four Tops, one of Motown's biggest acts, with their hits Reach Out, I'll Be There, Baby, I Need Your Loving, Bernadette, and many others. Duke is still singing, still in Detroit. We are delighted to have him here. Duke Fakir, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you
what
so
an
much.
Honor. An honor to have you.
Thank you. So, thank you, Peter. First of all, it's really a joy to be here.
It is great.
Yeah.
Everybody's having
a good
time.
You guys are really hilarious.
Well, thank you. So let's do like they do in the comic books, the origin story. You were a high school student near here
right,
in Detroit?
At Pershing High.
Pershing High.
Pershing High Doughboy.
And
any doughboys out there?
All right, we got one.
All right.
And you started performing with a friend of yours in high school.
Exactly right.
And you were like doing what? After school dances? You were
well,
churches,
you know, I've just enjoyed singing all my life.
Yeah.
You know, I sang in all the choirs in church and all the choirs in school as I grew up.
You and your friend, who was that first?
Levi Stubbs.
You and Levi. Yeah.
We started it, yeah.
And two more from another.
Mr. Ronaldo Obie Benson and Lawrence Payton.
Okay. And
what? Now, we was at Pershing High. Levi and I were very popular because I was an athlete and everybody knew he could sing. But we always liked singing in a group. Now, there was a girls' club called the Scheherazades. They were giving a party, like a dance party. And the criteria to be in this girls' group was you had to be really, okay? So they were giving this party.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't really go there to sing. We went there for what guys go to the parties for,
right.
You know? All right. Well, just so happened that when we did sing, everybody knew Levi was the lead singer. So,
right.
So in the middle of the party, the little young lady said, "Hey, Lee, is that a quartet you got? You guys want to sing?" So he said, yeah. So he said, "Y'all just back me up." So he started singing a song we all knew. And we started backing him up, and our voices blended perfectly well.
Oh,
wow, really?
You know, I was singing first tenor. Lawrence was just started singing second tenor, and Obie Benson started singing baritone bass.
I got to say, having heard that story about that party, I think about lyrics like "Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving," and I take them a lot more literally than used to.
I wish we knew that song then.
I bet. So tell me about you were there in the heyday of Motown. You went from Chess to Motown. So
went from Chess to Columbia and then to Riverside. And all the while, Motown was starting to grow. So Berry Gordy had seen us on a Tonight Show. We were working out of New York. So he had his A&R director, who knows us quite well, to get in touch with us. And at that time, we were thinking about how we going to get in touch with Berry.
Right.
So it really worked out. I mean, we rushed back to Detroit and sat down and made a deal. Whatever deal he offered us, we was going to take anyway, because we knew that's where we was going. That's where we should be. And that was the kind of deal he made. He just promised us hit records.
And he did it.
And he did it.
It was pretty crazy there, I'm told, in the heyday. People were working. Everybody was competing to get the next song out.
Once he put us with Holland Dozier and Holland.
You're the great songwriter.
They were great songwriters.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, to be honest, I call them the greatest tailors of music in that day. Because they would have, like, one week they'd have the Vandellas in there, and they would tailor make a number one or a top 10 hit for them. The next week they'd have the Supremes in, tailor make a song and production, top 10 or number one. Then they would have the Four Tops in the next week. The next week they'd have Junior Walker. And they wrote these songs specifically while you're sitting there sometimes just for you. Just for that. And when you walked out of there, you had a top 10 record.
Well, tell me how that happened for you. For example, like a song like The Same Old Song, one of your hits. How did
The Same Old Song came about after Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, Can't Help Myself. Can't Help Myself was probably one of my biggest hits. That had reached out. Well, it had been on the charts number one for 19 weeks. So when it fell from one to five, Berry Gordy came in the studio and started screaming. We got an anchor. It's number five with anchor. We don't have another record to follow. And we said, "Oh, you're right." So he said, so he told Holland Dozier and Holland, he says, "Look, this is Thursday. I got to have a record, and I got to have a record on the tops by Monday." So Lamont Dozier and I went out, and we had a few drinks. We was feeling quite good. And he was feeling just a little better than I.
That's right.
So I said, look, man, I was driving tonight. I said, let me take you home. So I went to his house. He said, come on in for a minute. Let's have a nightcap. I said, okay, baby. So we had a nightcap, and we was talking. And as usual, he just went to his piano, and he started tinking around. He was playing Can't Help Myself. But then he started playing it backwards. Same chord, just playing. I said, you know, that sound like that same song that we just... He said, what'd you say? I said, it sound like that same song we just... recorded, Can't Help Myself. He said, same song. He said, okay, Duke, I'm fine. I'll see you later. And I went home. The next day they called us to come to the studio, Friday. They had recorded a track called The Same Old Song, a rhythm track by the Funk Brothers. We sang the song. They mixed it. Sunday, they called us into the office to stamp label copies. Monday, it was on the air. We was all stamping.
You had to go in there and stamp your own labels?
Why not? Are you kidding? Yeah. If you get it on the air by Monday, yes.
You think Eminem does that? He goes in and stamps his own?
It was on the air.
That's amazing.
It was on the air Monday, and we had a hit by Tuesday.
Wow.
Just like that.
So the same old song is actually the same old song.
It's the same old song backwards.
So, Duke, you have a lot of swoon-worthy songs, right? So when you were dating, when you did want to court somebody, what was your go-to song that you would sing to her?
Baby, I Need Your Lover.
But wait a minute. You need the other three chops to come with you on the date to make it work.
No. That's the only time I could do a solo.
Well, what a pleasure to talk to you. But Duke, what? We have asked you here to play a game that today we are calling...
You are one of the four tops. Now it's time for three bottoms.
Seems to make sense.
We got
three questions for you about different kinds of bottoms. Answer two of them.
I could answer all of those.
I bet. We have three questions for you about bottoms. Okay. Carl, who is Duke Fakir playing for?
Duke is playing for Ronald Bazman of Brighton, Michigan.
All right, you ready to do this?
Okay.
Yeah. Here's your first question. The bottom is the name of the capital of the tiny island of Saba in the Caribbean Netherlands. The Sabans also demonstrated their genius for naming things how? A, there's a desert on the north side of the island called the Big Damp. B, the favorite food of the island is something they call gut fruit. Or C, the one road on the island is called the road.
So?
One of those things is true.
The road.
Yes, you're right. The road. The only road in the island of Saba is called the road. Okay. It was built by a guy who took a correspondence course in engineering. It's quite a ride, we're told. All right. Mm-hmm. Next question. Sometimes bottoms play a role in history.
Most times.
Oh, yeah. You've seen some historic bottoms in your day, I would imagine. But this is a bottom that sort of had a role in world history. It happened recently. Was at the bottom of Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi. He decided not to run for president because he said his butt gets numb in long meetings. Was it the butt of Saddam Hussein? A British soldier stole the butt of a statue of him and came home with it. Iraq wants it back. Or C, relations between Israel and Palestine were briefly improved some years ago when Shimon Peres butt-dialed Mahmoud Abbas.
Number three.
You're going to go for number three. Do you have a problem, Mo? Is something wrong?
I think he should reconsider.
Do you want to reconsider? I cannot vouch for Mo. I can tell you that he's sincere in his desire.
I just like the way number three sounds.
All right, I understand that.
Okay. I'm sticking with it.
He's going to stick with it. Well, Mo was right. In fact, it was B. It was Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein's butt.
Last question. President William Howard Taft had the biggest bottom of any president to date.
Yeah.
As a role in his legacy. According to legend, A, he claimed his bottom would tingle whenever he should veto a piece of legislation. That's how he knew. B, his butt was too big for a chair at a baseball game, and when he stood up to stretch, he began the tradition of the seventh inning stretch. Or C, what was then the square office became the oval office because he needed more room to turn around.
I like B.
You're going to go for B, the seventh inning stretch? Is that your choice?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. That's the story. The fact is that Taft became the first president to attend a baseball game and throw out the first pitch. Yeah. The legend is that he started the seventh inning stretch by standing up at the seventh inning to relieve his cramped condition.
William Howard Taft was so large, he had a bathtub built in the White House that could fit four men.
Ooh. Or one Taft.
Right, exactly. There's a picture of the four guys.
Four bottoms.
For four bottoms.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Carl, how did Duke do in our quiz?
Well, Duke had two correct answers, Peter, so he wins for Ronald Basley.
Well done, Duke. Hey! Congratulations. Duke Fakir is one of the original Four Tops. You can find him on Twitter, Facebook, and you can see him perform in Bloomington, Illinois on January 21st at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Duke Fakir, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
What a pleasure.